Well, let's continue looking at what's happening in our world. We're going to focus now in on the Middle East and the man there at that venue, David Dolan. He's been there for a number of years, over 25 years, as a journalist covering the news in that part of the world. So he knows basically every moment of every day what's happening, and he knows how to give an analysis of what is taking place. David, thank you for joining us. Appreciate you being along today.
Glad to be with you, Jimmy.
This week, early on, Monday it was, the quartet met in Washington, D.C. Now, the quartet, of course, we continue to remind people, United States, European Union, United Nations, and Russia. They didn't seem to come out with any progress. The fact is that there was a march in Jerusalem, 4,500 marching in support of a Palestinian state. The Palestinian people are moving ahead to push towards a unilateral declaration of a Palestinian state at the United Nations General Assembly, meeting yesterday, Friday, in New York at the General, at the Security Council, discussing the issue. Jordan coming out in opposition to a unilateral announcement of a Palestinian state. I mean, that's the whole waterfront. Talk about those issues and what is really happening with this move to try to declare a unilateral Palestinian state.
Well, it wasn't a surprise to officials here in Jerusalem, according to media reports, that the quartet talks didn't go very far. It was likened here, Jimmy, in one editorial I read to people, diplomats sitting in a room discussing how to, proceed with a certain program while a fire is burning in the next room and the smoke is starting to seep under the door and they're trying to ignore it. As I mentioned last week, we have a region on fire over here. The situation in Syria has massively deteriorated over the past week, with now the demonstrations moving to Damascus itself. We're getting late reports the last couple hours that 45 people were killed there yesterday, most of them in Damascus. The army, on the run there, people fleeing the borders, missiles being transferred by Hezbollah from Syria to Lebanon. Reports from the London Times that Hezbollah has acquired 8 Scud missiles. These are the ones the types that Saddam sent Israel's way a few years back. Egypt is still in crisis. Their economy on the verge of collapse. Tourism collapse there. $500 million a week said to be fleeing the country in foreign investments. Jordan having internal unrest at the same time as Libya is on fire. On and on. So it just seemed silly, really, to most Israeli politicians from these reports that the quartet is even discussing this. There's no prospect under the current circumstances, and of course behind all this with Iran continuing its nuclear program, with reports this week that from a CIA official that Israel's preparing to strike Iran's nuclear program this September before that UN vote on Palestinian statehood, that Netanyahu has made up his mind to destroy Iran's nuclear program, knowing this could lead to a major regional war. With all of this brewing, the prospects of getting the Israelis and Palestinian leadership down at the peace talks table again to move anything forward, just zero. And so it's seen as sort of a comical scene almost. And of course, behind that, you have the U.S. possibly going to default on its debts. You have 4 European countries, now Italy joining them, the third largest economy in the European Union, possibly going to go the same route, which would massively affect markets over here and all over the world. You have basically regional upheaval of unprecedented degrees going on here in the 30 years I've lived here. So again, it's just not the moment to move forward on the peace process. The Palestinians are determined to make this statehood declaration, it seems, despite the possibility the U.S. and others will veto that at the General Assembly, but at the UN Security Council, where there is a U.S. veto. So it just seems like so much nonsense and hot air to most people over here. Just a non-issue right now.
Do you think it's going to go away, or do you think they're going to continue to push, even in light of the landscape that you explained that's happening right there in the Middle East?
Well, the Palestinian Authority leadership says they're going to carry on with it. They're determined to. And this, Jimmy, and another interesting side, a poll came out this week conducted by an American organization of Palestinians. It showed that a majority of them do not believe this declaration will lead to anything. They realize it's just a bunch of words, as Israel is proclaiming and others. You know, there has to be a negotiated settlement that both sides agree to, not just declarations from one side or the other. So they don't even believe it, and yet it seems that the PA leadership is determined to press forward with it, if only, I suppose, for symbolic reasons or propaganda reasons. But I can tell you this, Jimmy, it is heating up the atmosphere in the region. I myself encountered two bomb threats this week, one in the park right across the street from my apartment. The police came, and there was a suspicious object, and they blew it up. To my surprise, I was sitting at my computer in the chair I'm in now and suddenly heard this loud explosion 50 feet away. And then I was on a bus coming from the bus station in Jerusalem through the main market, and they had a bomb scare there. There's been a lot of that going on the past few days with the possibility that we'll have a new round of Palestinian uprising violence here. We're about the only country in the area right now that is quiet, relatively speaking. So we're hoping that doesn't happen. But there's a lot of tension this is producing, and, you know, for what outcome? It's certainly not going to create a Palestinian state if this declaration goes through. So it doesn't seem to many here to be, on the Israeli side at least, to be a productive thing at all.
You mentioned a survey. I'm not sure if we're talking about the same survey, but I saw one resulting in the fact that 73% of the Palestinians don't want a state, that is compared to cooperate and do what they need to be doing to actually coexist in the Middle East, but instead they're willing to start killing Jews behind every tree and every door where they can find them. And that was pretty outspoken, but have you heard about that, and what do you think about it?
That actually is the survey I'm mentioning, and it showed 6 out of 10 Palestinians reject a two-state solution. 66% said the real goal should be what the PLO calls the two-phase plan. That was from the 1970s already, to, you know, make some sort of a peace deal with Israel and then use whatever land you get as a result to continue the war against Israel until it is destroyed. So 66%, two-thirds of the Palestinians still support that plan. It showed a majority of the Palestinians support suicide attacks upon Israeli civilians, on and on. So again, the Israelis are saying Netanyahu, the prime minister, has been making this point over and over again. You know, where's the real peace partner here? Not only do we have Hamas, backed by Iran, saying we're going to destroy Israel imminently, backed by Hezbollah, that now we're hearing has got missiles and 50,000 rockets aimed at Israel, and on Syria falling apart with one of the region's largest armies and a major military force with chemical warheads and whatever. But we have the Palestinian populace not apparently ready for a real peace with Israel. So, again, it just seems like the quartet can meet until doomsday, and maybe they won't even notice that. But they seem to be determined to just talk, but it is talk. Of course, diplomats are paid to talk, so there's a reason for that. But any results coming out of that at the present time just seems absolutely a non-starter.
Why is Jordan opposed to the declaration of a Palestinian state?
Well, for several reasons, Jimmy. Again, the whole region is on a knife edge right now. The Jordanian government is fighting an internal movement against the Hashemite regime. A good 50-60% of the Jordanian citizens have Palestinian background. There's a fear that they will try to take over Jordan, that any Palestinian state will launch aggression even eventually against Jordan to try to take it over. There's a lot of reasons. Hamas is a major part of the Palestinian populace, and their opinions apparently are still prevalent on the Palestinian street, as this poll showed, that Israel should be destroyed. You know, any peace with Israel is just a step board for further wars against it and that sort of thing. Jordan just wants, the Jordanian government, I should say, just wants to maintain whatever stability they can in the midst of a really, I can't underemphasize this, Jimmy, this region is shaking. I've never seen it in 30 years like this. It is shaking. And, of course, the background of the economic turmoil in the world and all these other things are contributing to it. But Egypt, with 80 million people, is predicted to reach starvation levels by the end of the year. Their economy is collapsing. The reports we're getting here are that about $400 to $500 million a week is being pulled out of the Egyptian economy by foreign investors. These are mostly corporations that have, you know, been doing business there and whatever. Because the situation is so unstable, their foreign currency reserves are being depleted rapidly. This is also happening in Syria, where the government is trying to suppress this now massive internal uprising against the Assad family regime. Syria, you know, is a country of 20 million, but Egypt has 80 million mouths to feed, and it's already a country, before Mubarak was overthrown, that was in deep poverty. And now they're saying there's just not going to be enough money to import food by the end of the year. And this doesn't matter who's elected, whether the Muslim Brotherhood takes over, which would be even worse, but whether the army retains control or whatever, that they are simply bleeding finance right now. Tourism is virtually zero. That's one of their main foreign currency earners annually. Who wants to go to Egypt right now with all the trouble that's been going on? So that is the report we're getting. Saudi Arabia and other wealthier Arab countries are trying to stem this wound, putting in money. There was a $4 billion loan from the Saudis alone recently given to the Egyptian government, but the officials here are saying it's not going to be enough. So the army here in Israel is being told to prepare for possible battle with Egypt.
Wow.
And what they're worried about with Syria, as we've been talking about, is that Assad will try to divert attention from his own internal troubles, to say the least, uprising against his government by attacking Israel, or at least encouraging Hezbollah, his puppet force and Iran's puppet force, to do so. There's concern the Egyptian regime might do the same against Israel. So very, very frightening situation indeed.
Talk to me about that CIA report. There was a CIA officer on a Los Angeles radio station making the statement that he believed Israel could indeed perform a preemptive strike on the nuclear program in Iran. Meanwhile, Iranians are saying that this nuclear program is going underground. Is it a viable possibility that Netanyahu would give the order to go ahead and do that at this time?
Jimmy, I've felt since Mubarak was overthrown in February that probably this would be the year that Israel would strike at Iran, precisely because the whole region is in such upheaval. Their concern has always been that Syria and Hezbollah and Hamas would join in any response to an Israeli attack. Well, now it seems like that could happen anyway because of the regime's massive crisis in Syria, Hezbollah taking over the Lebanese government, and Hamas again in the past few days allowing rockets to be fired again into Israel. We had six alone come in yesterday. That hasn't happened for some months. So the ground seems like it is, as it were, ready for Israel to take action. In other words, it's not going to get any better, and the situation has to be dealt with. Well, Robert Baer, that you quoted on this LA radio talk show, said that it was likely to happen before a vote on a Palestinian state, that Prime Minister Netanyahu wants the U.S. to be involved in any action against Iran. He says, and he is a CIA official, that there is, quote, a warning order inside the Pentagon to prepare for conflict with Iran. So this is coming from a man that was a CIA officer here in the Middle East for 21 years. He was based in Lebanon and Syria. So he knows the region very, very well. And he quoted Israel's former Mossad spy agency chief, Meir Dagan, as saying that that the warnings of an Israeli attack upon Iran, the warnings from Israel to Iran, that if it doesn't modify its nuclear program, this is going to come, is, quote, no bluff. Well, it is indeed no bluff, and I personally believe that Prime Minister Netanyahu probably has taken such a decision, but we'll see. But, you know, there's the expectation that if the Palestinians declare statehood, we're going to have a new renewal of violence here from them. And so, in other words, the region is already exploding. Why not throw another firecracker into it at this moment? And not that Israel wants to stir it up, but Israel wants to prevent Iran from achieving nuclear weapons capability. That is a major off-stated goal here from going back to Ariel Sharon in the early 2001-2002 period, that Israel cannot allow the Shiite Islamic regime in Iran that is openly declaring that Israel will soon be destroyed, will no longer exist on this planet. They cannot wait to see if that will become reality. And Netanyahu often quotes Hitler's statements from the 30s that we're going to wipe the Jews out. People didn't believe it at the time. They poo-pooed it. The British and French governments, the American leader Roosevelt and others said, oh, it's just words. Well, the Holocaust was the result, 6 million Jews killed. Netanyahu is determined to not preside over another Holocaust, and I think he's made that decision, and that whether September is correct or not, we don't know, but I think Israel will strike that program at some point, and probably this will be the time period.
Boy, some very, very sober news coming out of the Middle East with the man who covers that area of the world for us, David Dolan. He's at his perch there in Jerusalem. He has his eye on all of the activities that are unfolding, and we're so grateful that he's available to us to get this information to you. David, thank you so very much, my good friend. Appreciate it. Take care, and we'll talk again real soon.
You're welcome, Jimmy. God bless.